This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Aaron's got a lot of questions about a relationship hack.
You weren't even looking. I was doing hand stuff.
I don't
want
to look at you when we're talking.
Yeah, he's got quite the puppet show going on.
We're like brother and sister. And so when I don't want to picture you making out.
You are the one that said that Hinge has made statues dedicated to me.
Yes, and it makes me uncomfortable, the amount of people you're currently sleeping with.
It's zero at the moment. Thank you very much.
Well, at the moment, because you're at work. But I've seen the same car driving by on Syracuse like four times. Like your Tinder profile. Are you still on Tinder or just Hinge?
No, I'm on both.
You are?
And Raya, yeah.
Oh, yeah, bring up Raya one more time.
Hinge isn't enough.
Where do you get the most hits?
Hinge.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't do Bumble?
No, I don't know why I don't. I don't want to. That's.
But Bumble, you have to initiate, and sounds
yeah,
like
that's why
you're
I
pretty
don't
good
want
at
to.
That.
Oh.
Here's the hack. It's weird to say hack with you in the room.
Yeah, it's okay.
You have to kiss for 6 seconds every day.
I believe that. I agree with that.
You kiss for 6 seconds every day.
Well, kiss who? No, yeah, of course. Yeah, my wife and I.
You?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Like, what is kiss for six? Because, like, hold on, I'm trying to get a stopwatch out.
It's not like a total of like 6 seconds every day. It's one kiss minimum for 6 seconds.
And
is it one? Is it one peck that you're just holding
lip
to lip
anymore?
Beep, beep, beep.
I don't think just being lipped, because there's two different. Okay, there's two
like
different stories out there.
Smooch.
What does a passionate smooch mean to you?
Get over here.
Sorry, I have to cover her eyes when she says this. No, wait, like, does it have to be? Like, is your.
You couldn't just say, like, with tongue?
Well, I mean...
No, I feel like...
Because there's with tongue where he's like, just get it a little wet around there, and you're still kind of like... Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Enough with
like,
the hand movement.
I don't know what to do! There's two different stories in our stories of the day, basically. One is about the kiss thing, and the other is there was that thing recently where they told you if your marriage is in trouble or whatever... If your relationship isn't going great, to sit down and lock eyes, like make prolonged eye contact. And I think they've figured out that that's a bad thing. It doesn't do what we thought it was going to do.
Hmm.
Like, because I just can't imagine, like, when my marriage was just seriously, like, the pirate ship was washing up onto the rocky shore. It's like sitting there and that's not going to solve it.
No, but I don't know that. Once it gets to that point, I don't know that a passionate smooch will either, but I think it's important to do every day.
They say the passionate smooch, it releases whatever that thing is that you release when you breastfeed. Oxytocin. Yes, that.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Do you feel the rush of oxytocin while you're kissing your wife for 6 seconds?
I don't know. I've never breastfed, so is it the same?
What are you doing now?
I think it's not, like you mentioned tongue. I think the tongue is not involved. Tongue, to me, like making out, you're kind of going somewhere. I think it's still important to do, and sometimes it's important to do even if it's not going somewhere. But I think just the passionate smooch, like for instance, I get up with my son first thing, my wife sleeps in, then she gets up with our daughter. So when she comes down, we like greet each other, give a big hug, and then just a kiss.
In front of the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely in front of the kids.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Intentionally in front of the kids, I would say. Because I want them to see
what a healthy relationship is like.
Well, that Poppy loves mommy and mommy loves Poppy. Like, that's, I think that's important for them to see.
Why don't I set up bleachers in your bedroom? Show them exactly how much.
No, that's different.
I'm just saying, okay.
They're not old enough yet.
Can you, on your microphone.
Okay.
Can you show me what that kiss looks like?
Okay.
You're okay when he does it, but you can't even look
at
me.
He's a guy. I don't even, you're my little sister.
Are you timing me?
Yeah, hold on.
Do I have to close? Is it weirder if I close my eyes when I do it or if I leave them open?
Do you?
While you guys are.
Oh, can I, that brings up a totally other subject. Aaron,
yes.
Hinge girl, do you ever kiss with your eyes open or do you always kiss with your eyes closed?
Most of the time closed, but I have no problem just opening them up.
Is it weird then when you open your eyes and you're both like, hi!
No, like, I kind of like it.
You
it's
do?
Because
it's
yeah.
like... I'm from the school that you're supposed to close your eyes, but I don't like it. I want to...
I do the same thing.
I want to see.
I'll take a peek. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
A peek?
Yeah.
So yeah. You're just like one eye. You're trying to... Like you're the little kid trying to pretend you're asleep to your parents. Like, yeah. No, I swear to God, I'm sleeping.
I think it's fine, even if you lock... Like you said, if you look at each other, it's just like, yeah, this is awesome, isn't it?
We're both enjoying this,
and there's
right?
nothing wrong with like... I love laughing in between two. I don't know.
In between kissing?
Yeah. Okay.
That's
well,
never...
I don't know. Like, there has to be something funny. I'm just saying.
Yeah, not if we're like really serious and passionate. No, but like
if you're
in the fun.
Out all of a sudden you're like,
no. And like the fun.
What was that?
In my experience, that's never good.
Okay, hold on. I get my stopwatch. I don't know. Should I look away from Mac? Because if you leave your eyes open and you make out with, here's my favorite. Don't do that face.
Okay. I'm ready.
Here's
I'm ready
the fun
to kiss.
Thing. This studio is also used by the morning show.
Oh, no. Don't remind me of that.
So,
okay.
That mic foam has been used by somebody
okay.
else.
All
Here
right.
we go. Make out with your wife.
Wait, you're taking your lips off. Does that count? I thought
that
I had
was
to be...
5.5 seconds, and that was...
Okay. Well, this microphone's not quite as hot as my wife's. So I'm not as into it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now... Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.